So many times when someone we are close with, friends or family, when they die, brother, sister, mother, father, we are rocked in two ways at the same time. This rocking that is kind of a shocking moment where we are confronted with the fact that we regret we weren't different than we were with them. And at the same time of that kind of regret, there is a guilt for all of the thoughts and feelings that you had toward them while they were alive, where you might have wished them dead. And so men and women might spend the rest of their existence in a body on this planet trying to figure out how to forgive those that they loved and themselves for having missed the mark so dramatically, at least as one thinks has happened in that position. But I'll tell you when real forgiveness takes place, and not until. Everything else is just pure imagination. It's when you understand that your parents or your brother or your sister or whoever it was, it's when you understand as fully as can be comprehended that the reason that they were the way they were is because of how much pain they were in, and the only way you know that is because at last you're conscious of your own. Compassion and forgiveness are inseparable. And you have enemies the way you have them while they're alive, and then you grieve their passing because you don't understand yourselves at all. You don't know what lives inside this body, inside this consciousness, and how it creates conditions consistently so that in the very act of blaming or loathing or resenting someone will eventually rise the wish that you hadn't been that way or that they should have been different. And on it goes throughout our time on this planet. But it can be different for you if you're willing to understand the truth of yourself. Because then not only are you set free, but you also set free all of the enemies that you carry with you through this life in your mind that is asleep to itself.